What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher. Tom
York.
Hug it low down.
Miss Sybil Will.
Happy Monday, hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, hug?
It was a wild and wintry weekend we had. Ooh, we had rain, snow, and sleet in D.C. They had earthquakes in California, and Detroit got the hell beat out of them. By the Philadelphia 76ers, a team that lost 26 games in a row. Who knew? I don't know what's worse, being on a team that lost 26 games or being on a team that lost to the team that lost 26 games. Tom Simmons, the Philadelphia Philly must have finally got tired of getting Kelly'd on the court.
Oh, my God.
Clowned in the club and harassed in the city of brotherly love, barbershops, and beauty salons. Early, and not only did they beat the Detroit Pistons, but they beat them 123-98.
Beat them bad.
Oh, the 76ers beat the Pistons so bad, I thought the director of 12 Years a Slave was coaching the Pistons, y'all. I mean, the 76ers turned their game around and gave Detroit a Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, Portia Stewart, Kenya Moore, underground beatdown. The last time I seen a transformation like that was in Let's Do It Again when Sidney Poitier hypnotized Bootsy Farnsworth when he forced 40th Street Black. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Tom Silver J, do you know the movie North starring Russell Crowe made $44 million? $44 million and $7 this weekend?
They got mine.
Yeah, that $7 was me. I bought it on bootleg from the brother at the barber shop after telling him he was wrong for selling Noah on bootleg. Well, I got to the hug shack, put the movie in, and it was the brother from the barber shop wearing a Chicago Bulls Noah jersey, Sybil. Shooting layups in the rain with two pit bulls in the background. I was like, no, this mofo didn't. Tom Silver, I can't even be mad. I just played on it and sold the DVD to my cousin Nardo for a quick $10. Jay, I would have kept it, but he went overboard trying to make a deuce and a quarter look like an arc. And then he had Curtis Blow singing basketball in the background. Hey, I have to go to the Apple store. I dropped my phone yesterday.
What?
And I went to have it repaired at the Genius Bar where you have to make an appointment. Well, they didn't have any available appointments at that particular location, so the genius at the bar told me to come back tomorrow, which is today, or go to another location. So he scheduled me an appointment at another location. So I'm genius bar hopping, y'all. They finally called my name, and the genius tell me I need a new phone. Really?
Genius.
But Sybil, the guy sitting to my right had dropped his phone and needed a new phone also. Well, the genius at the bar looked at his phone and said, you need a new phone. And the guy wasn't even worried about losing any of his contacts, Sybil. Mm. He told the guy he was on level 350 on Candy Crush. And if it's possible, if he can save it.